This episode of See Tally Run is brought to you by State of Run, Kind, and MTech Results.
Hi, I'm Olympian Carrie Tellison, and today I'm going to show you my 3-minute post-run rope stretch. So let's get after it. All right, you guys, make sure you get a run in or a bike ride or whatever to get warmed up. But this is my handy dandy little rope, and I'm going to do 3 minutes of this. So here we go. 30 seconds on the right foot. You can either do your legs straight or you can bend it up. You're just gonna simply pull on the rope a little bit to work that Achilles, a little bit of the arch and the calf. It kind of gets into the back of your knee. You just wanna tug a little bit on this rope. And the reason I do this is because I need a little bit of assistance sometimes. I don't have a partner all the time and I don't really love to do the same stretching all the time. So I like to switch it up. So I'm gonna go to the left foot now. Just 30 seconds. This is just 3 minutes, because typically I don't have much more time than that anymore. Jobs are a calling. So what I did is I went to Home Depot years ago and I got a rope like this, and then I burned each end and then I tied a knot. So basically it doesn't come unraveled. So real simple, it's easy, it's cheap, and it's a good way to help aid in your stretching. So from here, I'm gonna go from the calf to the hamstring. So I want you to wrap this around your foot, and some people have to wrap it twice. You're gonna go, just lay on your back and just bring it up. I like to bend this knee. I get a little bit more stretch through that hamstring. So you basically just follow your hands down the rope and pull back. Some people can really stretch it. Now, a good thing to do too is to sort of work that leg around a little bit. So just pull different angles. Okay, now we're gonna go to the left side. Keep that loop in there if you use a loop, and just slight tug. And maybe pull it back for about 5 seconds, 3 seconds, just 3 to 5 seconds. And just feel the nice stretch. This is like my zen time of my day. For 3 minutes, I can handle this, 30 seconds each leg. It's so nice. Okay, now I'm gonna have you guys put this back on the right side. You can stay on the same leg, but for videoing purposes, I switched it. But with this right side, now we're working a little bit of the adductors, your groin muscles, kind of your core area. So just pull it straight out. There's all kinds of different ways we can stretch with our ropes. If you guys have any suggestions, contact us on Facebook or on Twitter. Okay, we're gonna switch. Most of you know how to get in touch with us. So if you have other suggestions, you could use a TheraBand. You can use a towel. You can use a jump rope. Or you can go get one of these handy dandy little Home Depot ropes that I have and stick it right in your spike bag if you're racing, stick it in your backpack if you're going to school, and there you go. Those are just 3 areas to stretch after you're done running or working out. So make sure you go get your rope and get after it. Hey you, thanks for watching See Tally Run. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on all social media. And we promise to deliver great videos on how to get after it.